This is Lydia Johnson, and today I am joined by Alex War of the Early County FFA chapter in Georgia. Alex, you just had a big win on stage.
Absolutely. I was definitely really, really nervous before a little bit, and then when I won, it just everything went kind of silent, but crazy silent. I really couldn't hear what the girl was talking about up there, but I just know I was smiling and taking pictures, and it was fun. So yeah.
To start, walk us through your project.
So yeah, I started doing this really my freshman year, but I'd grown up doing this my whole life, and so I just basically what I do is I work with my dad at his timber business and logging company, and we manage timber for roughly 60,000 acres of land for different private landowners, and we will go through the whole process. So we'll do site prep on grown trees or big enough trees to cut. We'll mark them, cruise them, whatever we need to do, and then we have our own logging crews that we bring in, and we'll cut them, and I can run all the equipment, run the log trucks, whatever I need to do. And then at that point, we'll send them to the mills, and then we'll begin preparing to replant or burn or whatever we need to do, whatever that landowner prefers to do with their land. So yeah, that's a bit of an overview of what I do.
For someone that might not be familiar with the logging industry, can you walk us through kind of what a day in the life would be of that?
So like I said, when we're cruising, we'll walk around and we'll get different plots, random plots, sample plots in the timber. And what we'll do is kind of get an inventory of what we might have, a rough estimate as to how much money in timber is out there. And then we'll give it to our landowners, see what they think. And then that could be a couple weeks, whatever we're marking. And then, like I said, we'll bring the equipment in, whether it's a feller buncher, a skidder, or a cutter, or feller buncher, skidder, or a loader. And we'll cut the trees, essentially, and then put them on the trucks. And, of course, we have a good relationship with the timber mills, so we have a big paper mill in our county. We've hauled other mills around Southwest Georgia, but yeah, that's basically what we do. Just more than anything, have a good relationship with the landowner. That's the biggest thing. So,
and how do you see this project expanding in the future?
So, this project helped me get a better understanding of what I need to do to prepare for college and prepare for my career. My plan is to work with my dad and hopefully one day own the company. But I go to Auburn now, and it has already expanded my knowledge 100%. I know with my FFA classes, that expanded my knowledge, and doing FFA competition, CDEs, that sort of thing, already helped me out a tremendous bit. So this is just an add-on to help me go actually into the woods and experience this day after day after day. I know this summer I had an internship already. I had like one day of training, and then they were like, all right, we'll send you on your own, so ready to go.
What do you study at Auburn?
I'm a four-year major.
Is there anybody that you'd like to thank today?
Absolutely. I'd like to thank Miss Murphy, my FFA advisor, and my dad for sure. He's taught me everything I know from day one. I grew up riding with him in the skidder and the feller buncher since I was 5 years old. So he's a big inspiration and help in my life. And then my mom, of course, she's always pushed me to do the best I can be in my grades and that sort of thing. So yeah. And then the rest of my FFA members back home, this is kind of for them because we're a little bit small school.
Wow. Well, congratulations on the award, Alex, and have a great rest of convention.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.